It's a John Curley, Sherry Ehrlicher Show. Sherry right there. You can write to us. Don't forget, one lucky person gets a chance to play the know-it-all quiz at 5:30. Still fashioning. How many have I sent you already? Two? Okay. Were you one of those kids in school, Sherry, that did her homework like on Friday night so you could enjoy the weekend? Or were you Monday morning on the bus?
Yeah, no, I was, you know, Sunday night at 8 o'clock crying, asking my parents to do it for me.
Sorry.
Which they did.
Sorry to bring it up. I don't think I could work with somebody that was the Friday, as soon as they get home from school, they run upstairs, get out of the uniform, then do all their homework, and then extra credit, right? Where are those people now?
Oh, probably CEOs and billionaires and...
You think so? Honestly.
Well, I mean, if they followed the rules, if they worked really hard, they probably did that about everything in their life.
Didn't we do the story where the bullies were actually more successful?
Yeah. Those are the ones who are beating the kids up that were like, on Friday, didn't you say there was going to be a quiz today? Didn't you say you were going to give us some homework for the weekend? And he turns around, looks back at that kid like, what planet are you from? I think they peaked in eighth grade. That's what I would hope for anyway.
I don't know about that. I think they're probably, I think people don't really change. So if they were that way when they were nine, they're going to be that way when they're 90.
Yes, but I think the rule followers and the kids that did extra credit sort of had this idea that life was fair. And if you put in the hard work, I remember one time my brother called me a long time ago. And he said, you know, it sucks. And I said, what does? He goes, I did everything I was supposed to do. I did all the classes. I studied. I handed in the homework. I really cared about my work. And you have a better life than I have. And you didn't do crap. I mean, you avoided everything. And you're happier than I am. I was like, yeah. So? But I said, look at you. You're doing okay. No, it's not fair because you and I are both basically in the same place, but yet I did everything I was supposed to do. You should be further behind. You should be like living on the street somewhere.
Well, but he is a lawyer, and that took a lot of work and a lot of education and all of those things. So there was a payoff there for him.
I know, but look how much better our life is, Sherry, than some lawyer, right?
I don't know. I mean, I guess if I have one regret, it would be that I went to a better college.
What would that do for you?
I don't know. I just think it would be much cooler, you know, to have gone to like a really great school and have that camaraderie about that school.
And that sweatshirt and that t-shirt that says that, or a little pin or an icon, and you're slipping it into your conversation within the first 5 minutes of meeting somebody.
Yeah, because those brotherhoods or sisterhoods or whatever you call them, they're big. I mean, Trevor went to West Point. You know, half of the jobs that he's gotten have been through other West Point grads. And they have companies and they have things and they hire each other. And so I kind of wish that I had had that network really early on.
Well, why weren't you a Tri Delta or a Kappa Kappa?
Delta, I told Kappa. I generally don't like to pay for my friends.
Oh.
So, no.
Is that how it works?
I'm gonna red card you.
Kinda.
All right.
All my roommates were in a sorority, and that just wasn't me. I'm not a joiner like that. I don't, you know, it's just too much. I had other things to do.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. All right. Howard Stern was on, or Joe Biden was on with Howard Stern, and I guess the big news is that he said, yeah, he would debate Donald Trump anytime, anywhere, wherever he wants to debate him. And I guess that's it. Now, we can't find the interview. It hasn't come out, but the New York Times had sort of taken the Biden administration and Joe Biden to task earlier today, basically saying, you know, this guy isn't speaking to the media. He's not being interviewed by real people, real journalists. He's given the least amount of press conferences, and he's supposed to talk to us, and he's supposed to be out there. He keeps avoiding us and talking to people like Howard Stern or going on with, I don't know, Stephen Colbert or doing all those other things. He's not really availing himself to the press. And the fact that he's going on with Howard Stern is, I guess, even more example of the fact that Biden doesn't want to talk to somebody else in the press, wants to talk to Howard Stern. Howard is it's really weird. Howard Stern went from being the shock jock that was doing all sorts of like really crazy stuff on the air to now he sounds like slightly woke, and it's not the same Howard Stern. You had a theory as to what happened to Howard Stern.
Well, I did.
Yeah, you know, you said you thought why he had changed.
Oh yeah, I think that was all orchestrated. Yeah, I believe that he realized, and he was very smart to do this. He's a smart guy, that he can't keep that up. It doesn't wear well on a man in his 60s. I mean, it's okay way back when shock radio, and he invented that pretty much. Or at least refined it to a point where people wanted to aspire to that. I think the bigger headline here is that Joe Biden talked to Howard Stern, and the only headline we got is that he'll debate Trump. I mean, this truly was something that was probably set up well in advance by Biden's people. And since Biden is a great get, he had to agree to softball questions and other types of things because everybody wants to interview the president. So I don't think any of this is shocking. Of course, he's going to say he'll debate them and then he'll get out of it later. But I mean, Howard Stern has crafted his style now to be very calming, very nice. He very, is really great at pulling things out of people just in a regular conversation. And you would have thought that he would have at least asked about Hunter Biden or something a little controversial. And I guess he didn't.
Well, no, because I think, one, they give you the questions, you agree to the questions, and then we'll get Howard Stern gets out of the whole thing. He's making news today that he had Joe Biden on, and the news that they broke was there's going to be a debate. And the debate schedule was released, I think, back in February, what they want, how many debates they want. They haven't, both parties have not agreed to it, but they said we'd have the first one, I forget where it was, and Carolina or Florida or something, and then they expect there'd be the Republican. I mean, they would have the presidential debates, and they would have the VP debates and stuff like that. So, but hasn't come out. No news yet has come out of it. And of course, yes, it's going to be very controlled. You're not going to see him on there. He's not going to be asked any tough questions because Howard wanted to get the get. I found this just to be disturbing because I'm a big fan of The Onion, and now they have a new new owner and a new president for The Onion. If people don't know The Onion, here's basically, they just make fun of news, constantly doing parodies on headlines and stuff. Here's, they have a talk show called, I think, Today Now. I think that's the name of the show. And you've got the two really saccharine hosts, right, that are just really excited about it. It's like really bad local TV, a morning show. And on this particular one, this is news, the Onion News Network, talking to a couple of Cub Scouts about the importance of breast exam techniques.
Well, now, I've been told that the key to a good self-breast examination is making them a regular part of your normal routine, right? And that way you get to know your breasts and can recognize any changes. Now, I like to do mine when I'm in the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I understand you can also lie on your bed.
Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh.
I am kind of worried about my own technique, though. Can you show us how to do a good breast exam?
It's classic, you know, sort of talk show. She's sitting in the chair. The two kids are slumped over in this other chair, both in their Cub Scout uniforms.
Well, you first, you know, you kind of have to, like, look around and, like, feel for the lump.
I imagine you have to disrobe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then you've got to feel for the bump if there is one. And
could go in circles.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are different techniques then. Is that right, Brian?
Yeah, you got to squeeze the nipple to make sure it doesn't feel irregular in the nipple, to make sure.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, you should come over. We can teach you how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Sign me up, boys. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing this.
The thing with the age.
We're really focusing on younger women because, you know, older women know most of this stuff already.
What an excellent point. Coming up next, we'll visit our third Kenyan this week.
It's somebody new is the president, and they said nothing's going to change. It's going to be just as funny. We're not firing anybody. We're going all in and letting everybody do whatever they want. That's what the new CEO says.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
They were looking for a buyer for a while, and they didn't know what was going to happen, but they've got one. It was an NBC news reporter, a former one, and another guy that got together, and they say it's going to stay in Chicago. They're going to retain the staff, and it's just business as usual.
And speaking of Nigerians, as we were, and I don't know if we're still the number 72nd most popular podcast there. I don't think we are anymore. What happened, I don't know. But 100 Nigerian inmates were able to escape, Sherry, from the prison due to heavy rain.
Yes, the heavy rain.
And the real reason doing this show, this story. God, tell it's a Friday. Okay, go, give me the facts, and I'll do the only reason Joe wants to do the story.
Okay, so 118 prisoners escaped. There was this complete torrential rain that kind of disabled, or I guess cut out or something, the security fence. So a lot of them escaped. They've got 10 recaptured. But this is apparently kind of common in Nigeria because the prisons are really old and decrepit and people can escape. At one point, I guess in 2022, 600 inmates escaped.
Huh. All out in one day.
Lots going on there.
You know what the problem is?
About the rain?
I bless the rains down in Africa.
I hope you're happy, Joe.
A long way to go.
I know. Joe's like, you have your friends, your group of friends, you're a kid, and then they've got the younger brother that's like 2 years younger. And your mom's like, okay, somebody has to, you take Joey. I'm like, oh, crap. And he's dragging along. You're dragging him along, right? Then you're thinking like, oh, God. Then you have humor him every once in a while. Do you feel like that way to you, Sherry, sometimes?
No. I mean, he's still, I love Joe. I think Joe would be in my group. He wouldn't be add-on.
Yeah.
No. I think the most curious thing is, why he likes this song.
Oh.
Because it's so good.
Why, Joe?
Fantastic song. Come on. The best products of the 80s.
The wild dogs cry out in the night.
Singing Sherry's.
I don't know the words.
You don't need to know the words. I never do.
Okay.
Know that I must do what's right.
There we go. Never mind. And finally, we were going to try to do something with the AI. This is why, when we talked about this the other day, the deep fakes that are coming out and people are being able to produce all sorts of stuff that sounds exactly like the other individual. So some former school official was arrested for allegedly framing a principal with a fake recording of a racist rant. Why did he set the guy up so badly? He must have hated him. And then he releases it. So this is from the Baltimore County Police, arrested the high school athletic director because of this rant. So this is not the guy. This is his voice. But this is the AI computer saying everything that it's been told to say.
I'm the principal here, me and only me. You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumb here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it. How hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired. And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or another. I'm going to get something to stick. I'm just so sick of the inadequacies of these people. And if I have to get one more complaint from one more Jew in this community,
well,
I'm going to join the other side. Kathy, I'm done.
Wow.
So that teacher that he mentioned, Ravenel, that got sent to her, and she found a student who would distribute it everywhere, and they did. And they found this athletic director guilty because they said that the audio was false. I think the audio sounded pretty authentic.
Mm. Yes, because that principal, he always signs out with, Kathy, I'm out. No, I don't know. It sounds real. That's why AI is so concerning for people, whether it's a deep fake on video and audio or just plain audio. And the little trick we were going to do is we were going to have take your voice, Sherry, we'll just tell you, and we were going to have you just blasting away at Teeny Tiny.
Oh, you need AI for that? Just to ask.
I told him. We could.
Right. Did you tell her?
No, but I told you that we should just have her say it.
Yeah, I know. Well, then, well, you got other ideas as well. Because he can just make the thing do absolutely anything. What are they going to charge him with? Because this is interesting. You have to get some sort of precedent on the books where when someone is creating slander or libel, but using AI, the fines are going to have to be so big to stop people from doing this kind of thing.
Yeah, so they charged him with, his name is Dazon Darian, with disrupting school activities. I didn't know that was a crime, but okay. I would have gotten arrested quite a few times. So that's all they could get him on.
Wait a minute, what did you do to disrupt school activities?
Oh, you know, we all did stuff as seniors and everything, pranks and things like that.
Oh, senior prank.
Yeah.
I tried to knock over every single one of the library shelves to avoid having to take a test. I had staked it out at Archbishop Carroll. I had a whole plan that I was going to rock in my chair, hit the first stack, which would then cause that stack to run into the next stack and then knock all eight of them down.
How'd that work?
I had it all planned out, and I thought, okay, I'll just throw myself back in the chair, hit the first one, and then figure out how to drive with my legs. It's going to look a little weird, like I didn't actually fall, but I thought no one will see me, but then I'll just go, oh, I'm sorry, I knocked them down. Like, they went down like dominoes, right?
And?
I didn't know they were bolted into the ground.
Oh.
So I threw myself back, I hit my head.
Bit of a hiccup.
I hit my head on the shelf and hurt just the back of my head. And then I kind of like tried to push them over and I'm like, oh, crap. They're bolted down.
Somebody had tried that before, probably.
No, I think it's just probably a good idea to bolt down giant library shelf. And then I ended up having to take the test anyway and I felt sick the rest of the day. All right. And I failed. I got a better life with my brother. I remember that story very well. There's a Seattle police officer that I think is one of the first on the scenes, and it was so awful, so traumatic for him. I think he ended up taking some time off, and then I think he might have retired from the force. Tough.
What a terrible thing.
Cairo 7. Okay. Bucky's Auto Service Centers. Thank you, Andrew. They've got 16 locations. Been around for 54 years, Sherry. That's a good long time. And to be working on cars. The men and women there at Bucky's were wearing rubber gloves long before it was fashionable. Long before. What's that sound? What are you guys doing in there? What are you looking at each other for?
There's been an occasional beep on the air. Have you heard it?
That's my pacemaker.
Really? Okay.
Let me check my instructions.
Ignore it. Okay. Andrew was going to investigate, but
I forgot.
Occasionally, you shall hear a beep every once in a while if the batteries in your pacemaker begin to fail.
Oh, good.
Which part? That it's failing? Or that you know the source of the beep?
How long have you ever gone in an apartment building where the smoke detector is beeping and then you don't have a battery and you're like, yeah, just learn to ignore it?
I you know, that happens here. I have these really tall ceilings, these cathedral ceilings.
Yes.
And the smoke detectors are up there. And if Trevor wasn't here, I just have to live with it. I would have to get under the bed and with pillows on my head because there's no way I could change it. Couldn't get up that high.
Throwing books at it and stuff like that. Yes. The sovereign citizens. You ever seen these guys on the internet, the sovereign citizens people?
No, I can honestly say I've heard things about this, but this is the first time I've ever really heard about it in depth.
Okay, so the sovereign citizens are these people that sort of look at the U.S. Constitution and they say, well, these words don't apply to me if I get pulled over by the cop and not allowed to pull me over because I'm not driving, I'm traveling. I mean, it's just all this nonsense. You can always tell if you're talking to a sovereign citizen, the police officer's driver's license, you know, registration, proof of insurance. They have it, like, all of it in this plastic thing. They don't have to open their window. They don't have to talk to the police officer. It's all of this sort of, they're kind of reading between the lines of, you know, the First Amendment and the Fourth and, you know, what they're allowed to do. I'm a sovereign citizen. You know, my Social Security number was assigned to me. I'm not. It's a little bit of kooky town. But then eventually the sovereign citizen could turn into a tragedy that happened in Salt Lake where this kid, Case, and Adam Case or something like that, was doing the sovereign citizen thing, and they had to pull him out of the car, and he had a gun, and he ended up getting shot and killed. In this case, a sovereign citizen routine traffic stop turns into a 12-year prison sentence for this guy.
Yeah, because he was pulling that sovereign citizen card over and over and over again. He was able to delay the trial. He was able to do all kinds of things. And he had so many violations in traffic court and family court that finally he was sentenced to 12 years and 20 counts of extortion, forging, and threatening judges. So what he did was, they say that he engaged in something called paper terrorism,
okay,
where he just kept sending stuff and more stuff and more stuff and more stuff. And they finally just said they had enough on him to sort of prove that, you know, this was some form of terrorism.
Yeah, I think that's what they do here at Cairo with those emails, just keep sending you stuff about meetings and things. Sovereign Citizen is a movement, is a loose group of anti-government activists, protesters, litigants, and financial scammers. There's probably people listening to the show that are also sort of people that consider them sovereign citizens. Here's a Spokane man attempting to appear in court as a sovereign citizen, and the judge will have none of it.
Patton, who identifies himself in court papers as a sovereign American national, employs a standard sovereign citizen opener, quibbling over his name as the hearing gets started.
Is this the Howard Patton trust you're talking about? I'm appearing as a living man.
They're having trouble with his name, Sherry. They'd have a field day with you, Harry Elliker. Okay.
But these are the people that also think they don't have to pay taxes.
Yeah.
They don't have. I mean, it's just weird.
Wait.
But the commissioner is having none of it.
Sir, I don't want to hear any of your constitutionalist crap. I mean, just save it for somebody else who's stupid and believes in that. You're here on charges of second-degree kidnapping. I found probable cause for that offense. I will set the $150,000 bond. That's all for today.
2 weeks later, Patton was back in court before a different judge, and this time refused to enter a plea.
I will not enter a plea that will give you jurisdiction.
So the judge tried to enter a not guilty plea to protect Patton's right to trial.
Is I'm going to enter a plea of not guilty.
You don't have the power, sir. For the record, you do not have the authority to dictate or conduct law from the bench.
Patton remains in Spokane County Jail awaiting trial.
Okay, off he goes. Boy, those guys, you know when you're talking to one of those sovereign citizens guys. They just it's like talking to a, I was going to say something, could have got me fired. But you know, you're just talking to a certain type of person. I don't know whether they got the suspenders and the belt on, right? And they know the Constitution up and down, and they know all about all the violations and the 19th Amendment, and then what words apply to them and not apply to them. And I mean, what a crazy world they must all live in. But boy, those cops hate when they pull you over and they're giving you the sovereign citizen routine.
Yeah, and they're, talk about mansplaining. If you ever like run into somebody that's like that, ugh, run for your life. Otherwise, they'll keep you there for 3.5 hours. I'm gonna educate you. I'm gonna explain to you why you don't need to do these things. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you.
But I have to tell you something. I know somebody who is one, I would say, the person's friend. But when they do kind of, you know, it's like talking to somebody that's part of some sort of religion or whatever, you're like, okay. And they kind of get you halfway down that road. It's like a timeshare. So you say you enjoy going on vacations, but you would like to have a little bit more variety. Uh-huh. Okay, great. Well, $35,000, you go to any one of these locations. Look at all these locations. You're like, I guess it kind of makes sense. They walk you down into the sovereign citizen world, and you're like, okay, I'll give you that. And then they go, and then therefore, you are not necessarily a U.S. citizen. You are a resident of the North American, you know, some sort of thing going back to Jefferson or whatever. They're bringing it up in the Louisiana Purchase. You're like, whoa, hold on. I'm out. There's probably somebody listening that's a sovereign citizen that'll come on the air and school
like
all
to,
of us.
I'm sure they would. And if you say something like, well, you know, I kind of prefer to stay out of jail, You know, they'll come back with something like, oh, you like to be owned by the government. Oh, you like to be something by the government. Government, government, government. Yeah, that's exactly what my point was.
Boy, you are in a mood today.
Can you say government one more time like that?
Government, 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 government.
Thank you, Andrew.
Get all that, Andrew? There we go. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to use that against you. Ba-ba-ba-bum. Where is that contestant from the Know It All quiz? A chance to break into the exciting world of radio. Not podcast, Sherry. Radio.
There's a difference.
I hear that. 1-888-973-5476. All welcome. One interesting thing about yourself, Joe will be, and Teeny. Teeny's in on this. And Teeny will determine whether or not you've got what it takes, the stuff, to be on the radio to answer four questions of stories we've covered in the last hour and a half. Really, really easy. Unless you suffer from short-term memory problems. Las Vegas teen says he was traumatized after seeing the 8-foot alien 1 year ago. I remember doing the story, and I remember you were like, yeah. And why didn't anybody get video of it? The clip of the original story featured the Las Vegas police department, the body cam footage, while they were talking to the family about the alien that they saw in the yard.
I thought a shooting star, then these people say there's aliens in their backyard.
By now, it's more than an hour after that bright light. Officers meeting up with the caller and his family.
What'd you see?
It was like a big creature.
A big creature?
Yeah, like a long 10 feet tall.
I'm not going to BS you guys. One of my partners said they saw something fall out of the sky, too, so that's why I'm kind of curious. Did you see anything land in your backyard? Or?
They see like a big, that's what they say. They see like a big something with light.
What I saw right now, I do believe in it.
Police walk into the backyard to investigate, but Metro blacked out that part of the video because it's considered private property. What's clear? They're taking this call seriously.
Hey, this might sound like a really dumb question, but did you guys see anything fall out of the sky?
Huh? Sherry, huh?
No, I did not, and I never will, because there's nothing up there.
Well, this kid's got PTSD.
Whatever happened on last year, May, that was pretty scary, man. I was pretty traumatized and stuff like that.
What does that look like to you? You said you're traumatized. I don't want to make you relive it.
Yeah.
What is that like?
Pretty bad, man. You can't sleep, you know. Not to sound like a crybaby, but, you know, you cry most of the time when you think about it. You get flashbacks. You know, not a good experience.
With all the paranormal activity happening inside your house, are you thinking about moving away?
Oh, yeah. Soon I'm going to move away from this house, yeah.
Everybody or just you?
Everybody, I think.
You guys are done with this place.
Yeah.
What do you say to the people who believe that your family just made this whole thing up to try to get attention?
They could believe whatever they want, you know. I'm not doing it for fame. If I did it for fame, I would be on YouTube and stuff like that, doing more videos. But I don't care, guys. I just went on TikTok and YouTube, made my story. That's pretty much it. I made no money off this. I want people to know that. I made no money off this. I don't need money. That's pretty much it. They could believe whatever they want.
See, Sherry, are you sympathetic now that he's got problems?
Who is he trying to sue? That's what I want to know. Because these are the same problems somebody has when they go through an accident or whatever.
Well, he says there's paranormal activity going on.
You mentioned paranormal activity.
Yes,
you did. What exactly did you see?
Well, I was in another room. My brother called me. There was a upside-down cross, and there was a Jesus statue in it. They ripped Jesus out of it. They threw him like across the room, and it was floating upside down.
Are you saying floating in the air?
Yeah, like in the air. It was floating upside down.
What did you do? I mean, did you go pick it up? Did you knock it down? Like,
no, I didn't do nothing. I was just sitting there.
And this is when Sherry would go, do you have a phone? Does it have a camera? Why not take video?
Crazy. What?
But how did it come down? It's not still floating right now, is it?
No, it came down. So we got closer to it and then dropped.
It fell to the ground. A crucifix
Floating
in the air, upside down. The Jesus on the crucifix had been ripped off.
Yeah.
And it was floating.
Yeah.
And you can say definitively, without lies, that is what you saw.
Yes. Swear to God, that's what I saw.
Straight up, sure, that's what I saw.
Yeah, okay.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yeah, and he just admitted that he made a YouTube video, he made these other things, so somehow his phone got miraculously misplaced during all this paranormal activity. Imagine that.
Well, how about the cops said he saw something fall out of the sky, and they... It's weird that they're not allowed to show the photo, and then because of the private property or something. A little weird.
Well, what? Where did the 8-foot alien come in?
He was over in the other property. There was video of it. Oh, you know what? Okay. You know what? Forget it.
Sorry.
I'll tell you what. But you do believe in psychics. You've got our friends, the psychics that told you about the nail in your car.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I mean, yeah, I do. Okay. I do.
I don't want to twist your arm.
No. It's just they never got back to me.
Oh, wah, wah. Bah, bah, bah. You want me to call him now?
Are they coming
call
him during the break? Thursday?
I'll tell you what, call him during the break, okay?
Okay.
And then you can.
Maybe I did something wrong.
No.
Maybe I had
they'll tell you if you did.